The unsolved murder of 19-year-old Humboldt State University student David Josiah Lawson is showing some signs of closure, at least for the Arcata Police Department. They plan to send more findings from an additional investigation to the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office by this upcoming Thursday. Arcata Interim Police Chief Richard Ely says he's worked to get more resources to help further the investigation and solve the murder case. He says that previously the department had limited resources.
It was problematic from the very beginning for a number of reasons. So I came here in June and it was 14 months old. Obviously, there's a tremendous amount of pressure to resolve the case, get it done.
Within his first few months on the job, Ely hired two outside investigators from the Bay Area, kept constant communication with district attorney, met with the FBI, and asked for additional resources from the Attorney General and Department of Justice. The chief also said he analyzed the murder case prior to starting his position and concluded that previously their small department was not fully prepared to take on a case like this.
So it was a perfect storm. We didn't have a technician. We didn't have a regular homicide sergeant for a period of time. We didn't have a detective with the requisite training. Now, having said that, that's not unusual for many small agencies.
That's true.
Because you just don't have the the resources you need. Prior to 2013, I think they averaged less than one murder. I think the last murder was like 2005. So they went a protracted period of time, 7 or 8 years without a murder.
Ely also noted since he's been on board, he's been committed to solving the case and working with Josiah's mother, Charmaine, as diligently as possible. Meanwhile, the ACLU Foundation of Northern California issued a letter to the Arcata City Council members asking them to reduce what they call the excessive and intimidating police presence at a city council meetings ahead of the November 7th meeting. Charmaine Lawson is also set to meet with CSU Board of Trustees President on Monday in Humboldt County. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.